Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Ahmed.
Hi, I wanted to ask about your thoughts on the LSAC score preview option. Is it worth the money to have that sneak peek before you decide to cancel? My rationale is that if I do decent on the August LSAT, but still want to improve my score, I can retake with a score preview and cancel if there is regression. Obviously, schools will assume I didn't do well as well the second time around, but could it be better than showing a significant dip? I appreciate the dedication you all show, and it is very clear that the entire Demon team loves what they do.
That's true. I do love what I do. I love teaching LSAT. I love doing these podcasts, too. But yeah, I am like super, super fortunate to be able to do what I do, and I'm glad it shows in our product. I don't think score preview is worth it. I think score preview is a waste of money. I think that you're absolutely right, Ahmed, that when a school sees that cancel, they just go, oh, so you shat the bed on that one. And I don't think it's worse than showing them that you actually scored 5 points lower or 10 points lower or whatever. I'm not sure that they're even going to look at that. You know, they have access to all your scores, but when they get your scores, the very first thing they do is they take the highest one of those scores and they combine that with your UGPA. And they do what's called an index calculation for every applicant in that year's applicant pool. And they turn your UGPA and your highest LSAT into one index number. And they just don't use those lower numbers, and they don't use those cancels either. So I think you're wildly overthinking it if you think they're looking at that and going like, oh, but they, Ahmed did well in August, but then Ahmed scored a few points lower. I don't think they give a shit about that.
I agree with you 95% of the time, but I suspect there are some foolish admissions officers out there who do look at this stuff and make decisions based on the record.
Maybe. I mean, they would be foolish to do that. You know, they're not foolish to do that if they're Yale. So if Ahmed, you're talking about Yale or Harvard or Stanford or somewhere that's elite, then, you know, they might be like, well, we got all these people with all these great scores and Ahmed scored, you know, we have to eliminate some of these people for some reason. And they might look at your record and go, yeah, OK, Ahmed scored lower on this one. We have to toss out somebody for some reason. It's a bad reason, but we need any reason. So, OK, see ya. That's possible. It would be wildly foolish, though, for somebody at, you know, Hastings to make that same decision.
Foolish, but it might happen, right? I think in a cancel is just not a number. So it's very hard to, you know, it's lower, but you don't know how much lower.
Or you know that, or they got sick, right? Yeah. Or it wasn't going well and they could think you rage quit.
Yeah.
Who knows what they think?
It doesn't look good, but it doesn't necessarily have the bite that an actual number might have. I think if money is not a concern for you, maybe there's not much harm here. But the bigger harm is getting distracted by these things and just try to focus on, you know, getting back to the LSAT. And if it's still applicable to you, your GPA.
If money's not a concern, put that money into your LSAT prep and just, you know, take more time maybe to LSAT prep. And invest in the LSAT Demon if you haven't already and get the very best score you can. It's just that's pure profit for them, you know, like it's $79 or whatever it is. And it's just 100% profit. Like they get you get there's no value at all. I mean, they should give that to everyone for free. It's just not not even have it. I don't know. It's to me, it's. Yeah, it's one of those. I'm trying to come up with a good analogy. You know how sometimes there are premium services where there's not actually any kind of a premium? Like you just pay more, but you don't really get anything more. It's just like there's a name only. It's like, oh, no, but that's the Platinum Plus version of this car.
Yeah.
But then the features are exactly the same. It's like that type of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. For most people who to where money matters to you and you don't just like throwing 79 extra dollars after 79 extra. Cause I mean, it might be 79 times five, right? Like if you sign up for Score Preview every time, then it's just like, oh, okay. So there's an extra $400 that I'm going to be throwing at the at law school admission council. And I don't, it just doesn't seem like a wise investment. I would not do it. I should make a caveat for the few Canadian schools that do average LSAT scores. If you know you're applying to schools that average their scores, then Score Preview becomes valuable. Mm. Right. I mean, there it actually matters.
Yeah.
But for most U.S. law schools, I mean, all U.S. law schools, it just doesn't matter. I don't think they're not going to put that into their index formula. If they're not going to put that into their index, I don't think they give a shit. But maybe there are some dumb admissions officers out there.
I just think we're dealing with so many people. It depends. Yeah.
The reason why we say it would be foolish, by the way, is because the schools would be lowering their own ranking. If they care about the other numbers on your record, they should only care about the highest one because that's the number that U.S. News cares about.
Thanks for writing in, Ahmed. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.